as long as you don't share, you have like 40 on the desk, yeah. You know?
Yeah, okay.
They're really good.
All right, so we're going to discuss the topic. I forgot what I said the title was. Does anyone remember?
Oh, it was driving to the transportation?
It was along those lines for sure. It was the topic, how do you press it on the WhatsApp? Modern issues of transportation on Shabbos. I don't know if that's what I'll call it, but that's the basic idea. And the question, I've gotten a bunch of questions that have had to do with this, and obviously there are a lot of facets to the question. So we'll try to take it, I guess, one by one and see how far we get in the next 35 minutes or so. So the first question is the following. So you're a doctor on Shabbos, and you work on Shabbos, and you need to go into the hospital on Shabbos. So are you allowed to go in? So presumably, yes. It's pikuach nefesh. So now the next question is, how do you go in? So obviously, before anything starts, we know from the Gemara on Shabbos and Kuf Mem Ches, and the Gemara Beit on Labid, and this is how the Ramah Paskins and Simin Shin Chav Ches and Seif Yod Beis, the Kol Efshar L'Shanuyei Meshaninan, that any time, any way we can limit the Chil Shabbos both quantitatively and qualitatively, meaning both in terms of less Isurim and more minor Isurim, Doreisa, Tidrabanan, Mishinois, etc., etc., we are supposed to do as much as possible. So now the question is, you have to go in on Shabbos. So obviously the most ideal practice would be, and this is without a question, what should be the most ideal is you set up an Uber before Shabbos. Right? So you if you set up an Uber, are you looking to come to the shir?
Yeah.
You can sit here, it's okay. So obviously setting up an Uber before Shabbos is going to be the most ideal, meaning, you know, that's how Uber works now. You can schedule before Shabbos, it comes 9 in the morning, great. There are a lot of times, though, if you're a doctor, let's say you're on call or whatever, and you're not sure if you're actually going to be able to go in, or you forgot to, whatever it is. There are times when you don't or can't schedule an Uber for Shabbos morning. So the question is, what's the most ideal mode of transportation? So would it be, let's say, Uber, or would it be, let's say, you were able, all things being able to take public transportation? So would it be better to take a bus? Would it be better to take Uber? These are the important questions. So in terms of the Isur, again, because, as we pointed out, the Ramah Paskins, that as little Isurim, you should limit the amount of Isurim and the quality of the Isurim as much as possible, we have to figure out what Isurim are going to be involved. So when a non-Jew is doing a melacha for a Jew, that is a big machlokas in the Rishonim, which the Shaar Tzion brings down in Reish Mem Gimel, but we paskin that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So melacha that's done on behalf of a Jew is an Isser D'Rabbanan, whether that's because it's going to lead to Amir L'Nachri, or for another reason Rashi and Beitza tells us, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan to have a non-Jew do a melacha for a Jew on Shabbos. So anytime I have an Uber driver driving me, I'm going to be over a melacha D'Rabbanan. Wonderful. So now we have an Uber versus a bus. So a bus, the difference is, an Uber, the non-Jew is doing a melacha for me. When I go on a bus, so the non-Jewish driver is not doing any melacha for me. Right, when I go on a bus, the non-Jew is doing a melacha for me and for the, you know, 30 other, if you're lucky nowadays, a lot of other non-Jews that are on the bus as well. So is that an Isser? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Siman Reish Ayin Vav in a few places. There in Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, all those where he discusses these dinim, and basically what comes out is if a non-Jew is doing a melacha for mostly non-Jews, then it is mutter for a Jew to get benefit from that melacha. So presumably, in most scenarios, when you go on a public bus, so most of those people are non-Jews, the bus driver, for the most part, is doing melacha for those non-Jews, it should be mutter. So again, if those were the only issues, Uber versus bus, all things being equal, you would have to take the bus as public transportation. However, there are a bunch of other issues when it comes to a bus. For example, there are times when you will be the only person getting off at your stop. So even if the non-Jewish bus driver is driving for both you and all these non-Jews, if you're the only one getting off at East Chester Road, so now the non-Jewish bus driver is stopping and starting because of you. So now he's doing a melacha for you, we're back to a Isser D'Rabbanan. And there are other, again, aspects and parts, just to be, I guess, to be aware of in general.
Can you ask another non-Jew sitting next to you to call him the...
Yeah, you can also, it happens to be on a bus, you can tell the bus driver also, let's say, I'm getting off at Eastchester. So what's the difference between that and telling them to pull?
No, because here it's a mural. It's like a mural.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we'll get there in 1 minute. Believe that there. I know what you mean. Okay. Yeah. But you mean to draw Bonifers though, right? So, yeah. Also, yeah. Yeah.
At least I think by Mitzvah Shabbos that if it's done for anyone in the public, no one specific, anyone, so that's considered that it's being done for you.
We're not talking about Mitzvah Shabbos now. We're talking about whether you violate Isurim.
So this is a different. This is a different. What do you call it? Different gather.
Yeah.
It is. So even though it's being done for everyone, the bus driver isn't saying mostly non-Jews. It could be happening to mostly Jews get on the bus.
No, but.
But the point is.
Well, if it's mostly Jews, then you'd be over Melacha Drabana, Nisr Drabana. And if it's mostly non-Jews, you're not over Nisr Drabana.
What's it based on? Who's on the bus? Who's in the local city?
Who's on the bus? The non-Jew who's doing the Melacha, driving the bus.
He doesn't care.
So that's an important piece to the puzzle in terms of whether he's doing, in this case, he's doing it just Letzorech Atzmo, right? But the truth is, that's not how buses work. If no one pulls on a lever and there's no one by the bus goes right by that stop. So he's never, meaning, ideally, if he was driving, he would have no one on the bus, no one be waiting, and he would just drive his line without stopping. I've been on the bus plenty of times where they've just gone past bus stops because no one pulled the lever and there's no one waiting. So if, which isn't so uncommon for you to...
Who's getting off at the stop?
So if I'm getting off at a stop, so then the bus stopped and started because of me. That becomes a melacha.
So if
other non-Jews, then we're back to square one. That's not an issue. But it could be that if it's just for me, then it would be a melacha. Now, yeah. We'll get to the subway. Yeah.
I don't know if I missed this at the beginning, but for an Uber, you pay in advance.
Yeah, so let's go right there. Okay. So again, at the beginning... We said, ideally, you before Shabbos, you set up an Uber. Good. Let's say you didn't. So one of the by an Uber, what are the Isurim? So we said, when the non-Jewish driver, hopefully is the non-Jewish driver, is driving you, so there's an Isur Drabanan because a non-Jew is doing Malacha for you. Now, what other Malachos? So one of the other Malachos is you have to open your phone. Hopefully, ideally, the Uber app will already be open. You'll make sure, if you know you're on call that job, is to have it open. So all you do, let's say you have an iPhone, you press twice. Right, you touch it, or I guess, hopefully.
You can even set it up before Shabbos where
it's not locked.
It's totally open.
Oh, you're saying you don't even have to do that. So you either have to press it, let's say, once or twice. Let's say in an ideal way.
You have to look at it nowadays. If you look at it sometimes, you don't have to see it too.
Yeah, that's true also. Maybe that's Ksiva, I don't know. So you press the button. So let's say you press twice. So now, and you covered everything now. By pressing the button... So now you open the phone, you ordered the Uber, and you paid all at once, all by doing one or two, let's say, Isurim Drabanan. Only through, because using your phone on Shabbos is an Isur Drabanan, it's just going to be the electricity, whatever that Isur is. So assuming that that's only Drabanan, so if I order an Uber, so we pointed out last week when we were discussing writing on Shabbos, so even though writing on a computer most assume is only an Isur Drabanan, and by all Isurim, you can always do a Shinoi. So even by typing on a computer, we pointed out that many of the poskim discuss, if you type, let's say, with your knuckles, or, you know, not with your left hand, that doesn't work, but if your knuckles are the back of your hand, that's considered a good enough Shinoi. So let's say I'm ordering an Uber before on Shabbos. So if I open my phone, you know, let's say I have to press twice, and I use my knuckles to do those two pressings, that becomes an Isur Drabanan with a Shinoi. Now, many assume an Isur Drabanan with a Shinoi is what we call a Shvus de Shvus. Those are two Drabanans. Right? The first is using the electricity. The second is using a Shinoi, which is another Drabanan. Anytime you have two Drabanans, the halacha is Shvus de Shvus b'makom mitzvah. That anytime we use two Drabanans, and it is b'makom mitzvah, it would be mutter to use. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim about this concept called, again, Shvus to Shvus Mako Mitzvah. What exactly does that mean? So most of the Rishonim, the Rambam writes this in Perek Tes, and Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rif and the Rosh agree, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Zayin and Shin Lamed Vav, that basically all that means is when I do two Melachos, it's mutter for someone to do two Isurim Drabanan on Shabbos b'mako Mitzvah. So in this case, I'm using my Nakal Ashinoi to do an Isur Drabanan of, you know, pressing the Uber app. That becomes a shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah, should be mutter. Now, there is a baseline assumption to that heter. There's a discussion that the Achronim have, the Pri Megadim writes this in Simen Shin Zayin, that maybe, and this is part of a much larger discussion, which we don't have the time to do, but maybe when we have this concept of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, to the rabbanans at the time of a mitzvah, that's mutter, that's only when, and that's because this is what the Gemara in Eirvin is talking about, when one of those isuri de rabbanan are amir l'nachri. So only when I tell a nachri to do something, which is an isuri de rabbanan, and he's doing an isuri de rabbanan b'makom mitzvah, that's called shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah when it's mutter. That's what the Prima Gadim assumes. So let's just say, for example, I have a guy right next to me. I need to go to work on Shabbos. So I ask him, can you order the Uber for me? So he's doing an Isra Drabbanan by using the phone. I did an Isra Drabbanan by telling him, Amir Lanachri. That's when we say, Shvus to Shvus Mako Mitzvah. But the Prima Gadim says, you can't just take two Drabbanans and put them together and call that Shvus to Shvus. However, most poskim disagree. The Be'er Halacha writes this in Shin Mem Tes. The Chazon Ish brings this down in Or HaChaim and Siman Kuf Gimel. Rav Shechter, if I remember correctly, someone told me that this is what he writes in one of his farm. I think Be'er Fayatzon, I don't remember where. But most of the Rav Shlomo Zalman writes this. That most assume Shvus to Shvus Mako Mitzvah, this concept, is when you have two Isurim Drabbanan on Shabbos. B'Mako Mitzvah, it is Mutter. So back to our case, the ordering an Uber, let's say with your knuckle, using a Shinoi, which is another assumption, but using a shinoi to do an isur rabbanan of ordering an Uber, b'mako mitzvah that the doctor is going to perform pikuach nefesh, the assumption is that should be okay, that should be mutter. So then, if I'm ordering an Uber on Shabbos, and I do all that by using my knuckle, hopefully it takes out the least amount of clicks as possible, you know, use the back of my hand to order the Uber, the only isur that I'll be violating is the isur rabbanan of the Uber driver driving me. Good?
Does it have to be, do you know that you're going to be treating Jews when you're...
No, that's not going to be for a discussion right now. Right now, we're assuming this is all Mako Mitzvah, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So that's what we're assuming right now. But it's a good question, which we may end up talking about next week, because I think it's an important topic. Yeah.
And maybe it's related to what I was saying, but does Shulchan Aruch and Chavkas say that even for Cholosh Emus Sakana, a non-Jew could do a Dairaisa, even?
Yeah. So the Ramah discusses that there's a sheet of the Baal HaEter. It's based a little bit based. I'm not sure if we should. Okay, there's a sheet of the Baal HaEter. This is part of the beginning of that discussion. The Baal HaEter holds, and the Ramah points this out someplace, and he says, even though we don't pass in this way, you can't. If someone does, you don't say anything. Where he says any Amir Lenachri, even by Yisrim Deraisa, are mutter. Anytime you have Amir Lenachri, it's mutter. We rely on this in certain pressing situations. So just to give an example, a practical example, I've had to use this a few times, where let's say you're driving back from the hospital on Friday afternoon, and there's a ton of traffic, it's the summer, there's a ton of traffic, and you look and you realize you left with plenty of time, but you realize you're not going to get back to wherever you're going until after Tzeis. So when people have asked me this in the practical situation, usually what we'll tell them to do is before Shkia, pull, if you can, if it's somewhere safe, pull over to the side of the road, come, get out of the car, lock your car, order an Uber, and then in the Uber, during Bein HaShmashos, we can rely on our Baal HaEter. Meaning, during Bein HaShmashos, when it's a Safek, there are a lot of times we'll rely and we'll say, Amir Lenachri is Mutter no matter what.
So, they're saying the Baal HaEter holds is no Isser Amir Lenachri?
When it's Amir Lenachri, it's Mutter. Yeah, that's the sheet
of
the Baal
HaEter. Is there Amir Lenachri with the Gemara?
What b'makom mitzvah? Yeah, b'makom. We're talking about shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Sorry, I apologize. So again, that coming but back, yes.
Is that the same as kol v'shem v'sakana? Because it sounds like you're saying that we don't paskin like this opinion even by kol v'shem v'sakana.
We don't paskin meaning when you have a kol v'shem v'sakana that you're allowed to do amir. No, so again, that's the beginning of the discussion. We may get to your point at the end. Wait, in a few minutes, we may get to your point by a kol v'shem v'sakana. Okay, so either way, so that's the deal by an Uber. You can very possibly get around, if you have to order it on Shabbos, by only violating an Isser Drabbanan. A bus, we pointed out, one of the benefits is you may not even be violating an Isser Drabbanan because even though the non-Jew is doing a malacha for you, he's not really doing a malacha for you. He's doing a malacha for mostly non-Jews, so the only time you would potentially violate an Isser Drabbanan is if he would stop specifically for you. However, by a bus, there are other potential issues. So for example, I'll just give a personal example of the bus that I take every day. So when I go to the bus, I have my MetroCard. So I have to put my MetroCard into the little box, a kiosk. So first I have to press start on the button. So that would be an Isser Drabbanan, electricity. So I can use, again, my knuckle. Great. The same thing I would use by ordering an Uber. Then I put in the MetroCard, and then a receipt comes out. Now, The assumption is that's ksiva d'oraisa. We were just discussing this a little bit, but by putting it in, I have a whole receipt that says all the information that if the police come on, they can see. That would be ksiva d'oraisa potentially. So there is a way to get around that, because nowadays you also have Omni. So Omni can either be with your wallet, I think it can be with your phone also, if I'm not incorrect. So basically what that means is, if you have it downloaded usually, you can just go on in the front of the buses and you put your phone on there and it just pays automatically. That's another way. So that would be only Nisr Drabanan, presumably. The third option, which is also would be worse, but most people don't have this, is if sometimes you pay with cash on the bus itself. But what? They don't accept cash anymore. Okay, good. They're trying to help us. Okay, so most people, I think, pay with Omni, or they'll use their MetroCard and get a receipt, depending on what bus you take. What?
It's an RFID. Your credit card has to be enabled with, like, tapping, but it's most...
What about your phone? Your phone also?
Your phone is the Apple Pay or whatever.
You can download something, yeah. Yeah, let's say the best case scenario, I don't need to do ksiva d'oraisa, so I'm on one of those buses, all I need to do is the Omni, I need to just put my credit card or my phone, ideally, because that's all I need to carry, it's all I should carry, I put my phone there, it pays, all done. So I violated an Isser Drabanan. The problem is, you may have to violate another, at least one more Isser Drabanan, because if the cops stop that bus to come and check tickets, now you have to open your phone again and show them that you paid. So that's potentially another Isser Drabanan that isn't so uncommon. I mean, the truth is, I've been taking, let's say, a bus for about 2 years, for a year and a little bit. I've only gotten stopped twice for tickets, so it doesn't happen. But it's not like it's so uncommon. Like, that's why everyone buys, because they're afraid you're going to get a $100 fine if you don't. But that's, again, potentially another Isser Drabanan by riding the bus. So, again, not to give any psakim here in this scenario, but because the rule, as we pointed out from the Ramah, is whatever, however you can limit the Isser Shabbos, the Chilulei Shabbos, you should do, both quantitatively and qualitatively, so one has to figure out which one is going to be the... If someone has to go on Shabbos without ordering from the Uber before, you have to figure out which one is less Chil Shabbos. To me, it would seem that probably the Uber, because of all the potentials in the bus, but it could depend on what bus you take, and other... Yeah.
In terms of showing the ticket to the cop, or is you're showing like your credit card? Or
no, so it depends. If you buy a ticket, you just have to show them a slab of paper.
Right.
But if you use your phone, they have to see that it registered, that you paid, that you went on the bus and it clicked and you paid.
It's not on your, you can't do it on your credit card, though?
If you use your credit card, though, then they just have to see you hand them your credit card.
Right, so that...
But then they put it in. Yeah, that's true. So that would solve that. But then you have to hold your credit card, which is...
I'm giving you the credit card. What do you want to do with it? That's free.
No, but I'm saying, but going on to the bus with... Meaning, ideally, part of the Kol Efshar, the Shinuya Mishanina, that we do as little as possible, is also carrying. This Hotzah D'Oraisa happening. So part of that means, if I need my phone for Bikuach Nefesh, I'm the doctor, I need my phone. But if I don't need my credit card, there's no reason why I should bring my credit card. So you can use a Shinoi, and that's why it would only be an Isser Drabanan if you did a Shinoi with the Hotzah by wearing it in your sock or whatever, but now you have to give it to the police. So now you have to... I mean, you're on a bus, so it's Rosh Hashayach, so that shouldn't be an issue.
I agree.
I don't think by the cop doing that it is necessarily an issue, but if you have to show them your phone... that would be an issue, and again, holding the mukta item of a credit card is also going to be at least mukta derabanan by being the tatal that, exactly. Even without the hotzah when you're on a bus.
Could you just accept the ticket? Like,
what?
Could you just accept the ticket from the cops? Like not.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So part of the problem with that is it's not just accepting a ticket. They take you off a bus, so now you're off the bus holding all your items, and then you probably have to sign something. I don't know. I haven't gotten one. My wife actually got one a while ago. Then you fight it and you say, it wasn't me. My signature looks much better. Okay. So there are a few other, again, hotzah is another. Just one more, I guess, thing to consider is the concept of Zilzal Shabbos. So just to give an example of what that means. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Chaf Aleph tells us, and Tosfos there specifically discussed this in the Shitas Ari, and the Shulchan Aruch and Resh Mem Dalid and the Bi'ur Halacha bring this down, building on Shabbos. So I can't build on Shabbos. What happens if I hire someone to build on Shabbos? So generally speaking, if you have a kablon, which in English would translate to a A contractor, thank you. I couldn't remember the word. A contractor. So theoretically, most Rishon HaMold, you can hire a contractor on Shabbos because you're not paying him for Shabbos. You're paying him for a lot more. Now, there's a very big discussion about whether that's true or not true. Back then, in the times of the Gemara, for sure, and the Rishonim, it was Aser because even if you hired a contractor to build your house, back then most people hired day workers to build their house. So because of that, it was Meir Sinai, and it looked as if you hired someone on Shabbos. So that's why back then it was a problem. Biar Lacha points out that nowadays, there in that Siman, nowadays it is most likely not an issue. It's a very, very large discussion in the Rishonim. Rav Moshe, however, has a tshuva in Or HaChaim in Siman Gimel, in Chela Gimel, in Siman Lamed Hey, where he discusses this also in another place, in Chela Dalid, in Siman Samach, by like Shabbos watch clocks, not like like actual clocks, using them on Shabbos for whatever reason. Okay, so in that first tshuva, so he discusses this idea of building on Shabbos. In the end, basically, he says even if it's totally mutter to do nowadays, nevertheless, we have to be very careful and we have to make sure not to build, even to use contractors to build our houses on Shabbos. Because of Zilzal Shabbos, because everyone sees that this person is building a house on Shabbos, it's Mezalzal Shabbos, it weakens in your eyes, and that would become an Isser Drabbanon, according to Rav Moshe, even if there's no Meir Sinai anymore, even if there's no Isser anymore. Still, there's Zilzal Shabbos, and it would be an issue. So if that's true, so you have to figure out, you know, going on a bus versus going on an Uber, is there a difference in Zilzal Shabbos? Now, I personally would think going on a bus is more of Zilzal Shabbos, because it's a public... I asked a certain posik who thought they were both Zilzal Shabbos, but he's not holding in the doctor world.
Put on your scrubs and your white coat.
Yeah, so that would definitely solve an issue. The problem is that still first, that may probably solve an issue. You still have a keep on, at least you. So, you know, if Netta's going, you're right. It'll be a lot harder to tell.
But people understand you're doing it for
cosmetics. Yeah. It's possible. It's just something to think about. I don't think this is necessarily a machri either way. I do think there would probably be more Zilzal Shabbos in a public bus than versus an Uber, but okay.
Is Zilzal Shabbos for the person himself who's like saying go to work on Shabbos, or for like the community?
Yeah, so presumably a little bit of both. So the way Rav Moshe has it is, even if it's not Maris, or the Poskim discuss it is, even if it's not Maris Ayin, still there would be Zilzal Shabbos because they look and they see you working on Shabbos, and also for the person himself, he's, you know, as much as ever, you know, at least a few of us here are going to be doctors, it's important to not cheapen Shabbos in any way possible. A Subway, so that was just mentioned, so just to mention quickly, Subway potentially has the only... A Subway, you would never have an issue of riding on the Subway because it never stops just for you. And most of the people on the Subway, hopefully, are non-Jews. At least from here. Maybe if you go in the city, there are probably a lot more Jews. But from here, at least. New York, I guess it's kind of like... Yeah, unfortunately. I think you can still probably assume that most people are going to be non-Jewish. So again, the malacha that's being done is mostly for non-Jews, and it would be mutter. However, to get on the Subway, you need your Metro card to swipe, which is potentially either Drabbanan or Doraisa, because now you wrote, you know, 275 left, or whatever it is that it says, or go one transfer. So either that would be Doraisa, according to some, but presumably that's just an Isser Drabbanan.
They have Avni on the Subway also.
Not in all of them, for sure. The Subway stations I've been on, I've known... The ones in the Bronx don't.
Yeah,
the one I go on every day doesn't have a... What? I go all the way down to the one, but it doesn't have Omni. So maybe some of them do. It definitely doesn't. Oh, okay, so. All right, well, mine doesn't. So some of them don't, some of them do.
If it's going to say, like, go or
something. Yeah, exactly. It would be the same as Drabbanan, regardless of using whatever electricity. Presumably, you know, Ksiva. Look at our... Listen to the shiur from last week. Presumably no ksiva, but you would be over the Esser Drabbanan. If you can do it with a shinoi, again, that would be ideal. So again, between an Uber and a Subway, they would probably potentially be either equal, or a Subway maybe better. But again, if you're going to a hospital, a lot of times, you know, the Subway doesn't get you there. So then you're holding things and carrying through Shosarabim, which also is potentially another issue. So that's why an Uber would probably... Same with the bus, obviously. So therefore, an Uber would probably be better in such a scenario on Shabbos. Okay.
Rosh Hashanah has a shtick that there's this new app.
Okay, so let's discuss that. So a few months ago, Rabbi Schreier mentioned to me that there's this new and upcoming app called Revel. It's a new car sharing app of electric cars. That's what you're referring to, I assume? It's called Revel. So as of the last time I looked at the website, there was a fleet of Teslas, as they say on their website. There were only about 40 or 50 of them, all under, I think, 45th Street in New York. So it doesn't come up here. It's only downtown. What? Yeah. No, that's the point is yet. Yeah, I guess for people who, if we were living downtown and doing one of the hospitals down there, then yeah, it would apply. And the question is, and obviously it's not just if you have that app. Theoretically, if you knew you can get a Tesla, it would be the same thing, obviously. But, so the question is that more ideal than all the other scenarios? Again, using the klal that whenever we can lessen the Isurim, we should. So in this case, not only, the malacha that's being done by the guy isn't Oraisa anymore. Now it's presumably just Rabbanon, again, according to most, that it's just electric, so it's just Rabbanon. So if that's true, so now maybe you should do that if you have Amir Lenachri, and then plus he's only doing Drabbanon, that's a Shvus to Shvus Mako Mitzvah, Mutter, to order it, you can do the same thing as Shvus to Shvus Mako Mitzvah. It should potentially not be an issue. There are a few caveats. I wasn't able to see the pricing without downloading the app, and I didn't download the app. I assume it's more expensive, they're a lot less, and I assume it's a lot less common, so it's harder to get a car. But let's say it isn't. Let's just say it's not. I still assume it's always going to be a little more expensive. Again, the benefit of this is going green, right? The idea is that it's good for the environment. That's why this company, I guess, started and began. And that's the selling point. What?
You always have to spend a lot of money for that.
Presumably, you're going to have to spend... So even if, let's say, an Uber you would take to the hospital takes you is $25, and this app, let's say, is $45. The question is, do you have to spend that extra money? So that,
I just want to say, I feel like it's a very similar question in general, because if you're going to be called, you have to be there at a certain time. The subway is probably not going to get you to the exact place. The bus is going to Uber will take you directly there. So if you do the bus or the subway, you're going to have to leave a lot earlier. That's another question of like convenience.
Yes. So we'll discuss that a little bit right now. Well, that's a good segue. We might as well start discussing that. But again, the not going exactly where you are has other potential issues of Otsa, even if it's just Rabban, you're doing with a Shinoi. But even leaving that aside, you're saying the inconvenience. Yeah. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, where he discusses, and this is another question that I've gotten twice actually, a doctor who needs to be in the hospital on Shabbos. So does that doctor have to sleep in a place that's closer to the hotel, to the hospital in a hotel? And Rav Moshe thinks you do. Rav Moshe thinks if I work in, I was going to say Jacoby, but that's right here. If I work, I don't know, give me a hospital. I work in Mount Sinai, so I have to go to the hotel by Lincoln Square. I have to sleep there for Shabbos, so I don't violate any Yisurim. And even if I have to pay money for it, says Rav Moshe, I still have to do such a thing. As Rav Moshe Shita, it's a long tshuva. Okay. In Or Chaim Chelek Aleph and Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Aleph, I apologize. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his Mincha Shlomo, which we have here in the first edition, in Simon Zayin, in the first Anaf, there are a bunch of Anafim, in Anaf Aleph, he disagrees with the Rav Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I do not have to spend a dime in such a scenario. And his proof is from the following. Based off the Gemara in Yevamos and Yotes Amud Beis, and all the Rishonim there, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Nemuka Yosef, The Ramah Paskins in Yoredeya Shin Ayin Dalit Siv Gimel the following. If I'm a Kohen, so I know there's an Isra D'Oraisa for me to become Tame Lemes, right? That's the discussion about Kohanim in medical schools, which we have discussed previously. I'm, as a Kohen, one is not allowed to become Tame Lemes. Now, what happens, what about if there's a Mes Mitzvah? So I'm walking by, I'm a Kohen, let's just say, and there's a Mes Mitzvah. Am I allowed to become Tame to that? Yes. Right, that's the one time you can, aside from host family, that's mutter too. So what happens if a Kohen's walking by and he sees a Mace Mitzvah on the side of the road, and he knows if he walks two blocks down, he can go hire some people to bury that Mace Mitzvah. Is he chayiv to go spend that $200 so that he doesn't become Tameh himself, he doesn't become impure himself, or is he allowed to go and bury that dead body? Everyone understand the question? So the Ramah says, based off those Rishonim, the Gemara and Yevamos, as the Kohen, he doesn't have to go and spend $200 to go hire people to bury the body. He himself is totally allowed to go bury the body. And the Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains that this is because anytime there's a heter, anytime it's a mitzvah for a person to do something, we never say, oh, you have to go pay. Even if you can. That's the chiv is on him. In this situation, this Kohen now, who has a mitzvah to bury this person's body, he's allowed to go bury that person's body. He is not forced to spend a dime. Unless, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses, unless it's a chiv on your money, yeah.
But what about, like, if you have a friend who lives nearby, or if you can sleep in the on call room, those would both be free options. So would he expect you to have to
sleep? So we'll get there in a minute. Blin there. We'll get there in 1 minute. Okay, so but what he says from here, what is concluded is that you don't have to pay. If I have a mitzvah to do something, so that means the Torah allowed me to do X, I don't now have to go spend my money. Just like the Kohen doesn't have to spend his money and he can bury the Meis Mitzvah, so to a doctor, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, has a mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh, and he doesn't have to spend money to get closer to the hospital. That, what? which we'll discuss in a minute, just to get to Neda's point. Obviously, if the situation calls for it, and he discusses this in the Tshuva, for example, the Kohen, there's a guy right next to him, and he can just ask him to bury the body. Obviously, that's ideal. But let's just, all things being equal, where it's $200 of pay versus he can just do it himself. So too here, instead of paying, you know, $400, $800 for that hotel in Midtown, for one night, he doesn't have to spend that money. It's mutter for him because of Pikuach Nefesh to go in on Shabbos. So we'll get to the ramifications of that in 1 minute. But just to get back to our electric car question, this is an important thing to understand. Now, it may be both cases, Pikuach Nefesh, it's mutter for the doctor to go in on Shabbos. One case, we have an Isser Drabbanan when he orders the Uber. Another case, it's an electric car, which may be mutter totally, possibly. But does he have to spend the extra $20 to take that car if he can also go with the Uber? So it's very possible that he does not. When I spoke to Rav Schechter about this very quickly, but he leaned towards this Rav Shlomo Zalman. Most people paskin like the Rav Shlomo Zalman, not the Rav Moshe I mentioned earlier, that you wouldn't have to spend extra money once it's mutter because of Pikuach Nefesh. So he thought that made more sense. Again, that doesn't mean that's his psak because I spoke to him for like 5 minutes about this, but he did mention that. Okay, yeah. What was your question?
So my question was about Tchuya versus Hutra. By Meis Mitzvah, you have a Hutra, so you don't have to go after finding another person.
But
Pikuach Nefesh could be, it's a Tchuya, the Rama or Moshe, maybe Moshe with the Tosa, I don't know which one's on the
book. Yeah. It's possible.
Maybe it's an actual kind of thing.
Huh?
Now, I don't know if he holds the Tchuya, maybe.
What would Shlomo Zalman say about having to pay someone to switch out of the shift for Shabbos? Like, would he...
Would
he say the same thing?
There's a machlokas or Moshe of Shlomo Zalman about switching shifts in general.
A goy. Let's say you're switching with a goy, but you'd have to pay.
Would you be chayiv to pay?
Yeah.
Chayiv or should you? Should you, probably. To save yourself from working on Shabbos. Are you chayiv to pay? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Because that's before.
Do you have a heter to...
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible that you wouldn't have to. What? Yeah, it's probably not legal. Really? Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, that's a very, very interesting point. Yeah, shut off the recording. Yeah.
Sometimes $500 a shift. Yeah, that's switching shifts.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that, again, that's a large part of the electric car question. That's why, again, I would probably lean towards taking an Uber. Just one other point to make about the electric cars. I spoke to Rabbi Neuberger about this, and he mentioned this, and again, this isn't a psak in any way, but he did mention that when it comes to a lot of these things that seem like it's mutar and Shabbos, it can really be only be matired by, let's say, a group of morei horah, because otherwise it turns into his comment was, it's like the gramophone. Like, it became mutar, and then everyone's like, okay, we can just use the phone. And like, that's not really how it works. It's only in this situation. So one just has to be careful in those situations to say, you know, it's totally mutter. Just as an aside. Again, and as an aside for me, obviously, as the rabbi here, but also it just doesn't mean that just rush to do these things. But either way, I wouldn't necessarily lean towards that. It wouldn't be necessarily to spend the extra cash or the extra money to take that car. Either way, so just to get back to the Rav Moshe for a second, because this was another question I was asked, like, as I mentioned before, do I have to sleep in a hotel next to the hospital, or what about sleeping in the hospital? If it's possible, do I have to go spend Shabbos in the hospital? So Rav Moshe thinks, again, yes, you would spend the Shabbos in the hospital if you can, if they let you. Even if you don't have lechem mishnah and wine for a suda, he says, still, you should sleep in the hospital. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman in his tshuva disagrees about much of this, so just come from the other side, just because it's an interesting thing, I guess, and we'll try to end off. So there are a bunch of Gemaras which discuss, I guess, preparation for Chilul Shabbos. Funny thing to say, but that's kind of the larger discussion that we're talking about. So, for example, Shulchan Aruch and Reisha in Ches says, based off the Mishnah and Shabbos and Chavtes Amid Beis, that it would be mutter to extinguish a fire for a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana is sleeping in the hospital. He really wants a Jew really wants the light off. You're a Jew. You can shut off the light. So the Bi'ur Halacha quotes from that the Shitas HaRambam, however, is if you can do something, again, talking about a candle, so let's go back to talking about a candle, if you can figure out a way where you don't have to extinguish the fire, if there's such a way, and you still extinguish the fire, you're chayef, you're over an Isra on Shabbos. So it only counts if you're not able to. Meaning, anytime you're able to do something else, you are chayef to do something else. So what seems from there is that, as we mentioned, that any time you can avoid being mechal Shabbos, you should. So maybe the doctor should be sleeping in the hospital on Shabbos. Yeah.
No, only if it's equally convenient.
Maybe not. Rav Moshe doesn't think so. Rav Moshe thinks to violate the Shabbos. So the Gemara Shabbos and Samach Tes, Amud Beis discusses, and this comes up with the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Dalet Seif Tes, the following case: someone's walking in a desert, or people are walking in a desert, and you're lost. Right, you don't know what day it is. Those Gemaras. So the Gemara says that I'm allowed to, you know, cook and prepare my food each day, but I can't prepare for the next day. Because if the next day, if today was Shabbos and the next day is Sunday, so I did Hachana, I'm not allowed to do anything on Shabbos for the next day. Make sense? Good. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din, in Siv Beis, he writes, however, let's say I know the day that I left. So I know I left 7 days ago from wherever civilization I was in. Now I'm in the middle of the desert. I don't know what day it is, but I know it was 7 days after. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you know 7 days after, you know you didn't leave on Shabbos. So you know for sure today is not Shabbos. So if that's true, so it's you know, mutter to obviously cook for tomorrow and not just today. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkan Yud Aleph tells us, in the name of many of the poskim, that in such a scenario, when I know I left 7 days ago, so I know it can't be Shabbos, if I'm able to, I'm chayiv to cook for the entire week. So that means I wouldn't be allowed to cook on any of the other days. I know today's not Shabbos, so I would be chayiv to cook for the entire week, if that's possible, obviously. What comes out of that, the Shaar Tzion there discusses, from here we learn that if the government forces you to work, let's say have a shift for whatever it was, the army, whatever it was, between Friday and Shabbos, for like 24 hours, let's say, and theoretically you can get everything done before Shabbos, you're chayiv to get everything done before Shabbos. So all these things come and tell the same thing. And the Shmir Shabbos Galchasa writes that any time you're able to prepare before Shabbos, you're chayiv to prepare before Shabbos, not to violate any Yisurim on Shabbos. Make sense? So now the doctor, presumably, should have to stay in the hospital to violate Chol Shabbos. The one difference is, and I think this is an important difference, is that there's a huge distinction between these cases. All these cases, I can potentially not violate Shabbos by doing everything before Shabbos. So then, in that case, you have to try to do as much as you can before Shabbos. But let's say I'm violating Shabbos anyway, right? None of these cases are you're violating Shabbos anyway. But let's say I am going to violate Shabbos. Do I still have to go and sleep in the hospital? That's what our case is. So that's a much different thing. The Magen Avraham brings down an Or HaChaim in Siman Shin Lamed from the Sefer Chasidim, a woman who's in her 9-month pregnant should prepare everything she can before Shabbos to make sure everything's covered. And when the Mishnah Berurah there quotes that Sefer HaChasidim, he writes, Min HaRoi, that's what she should do. It's the best thing is to prepare everything before Shabbos so she doesn't have to violate anything on Shabbos if she would potentially go in. And the post can bring down the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the very same Tshuva, and many others bring down that Rav Neubert actually writes this in the Sefer HaLacha Refuah. I've quoted it a few times. Has an essay by Rav Neubert. He brings this down also, that when the Mishnah Berurah says the words Min HaRoi, it teaches you that it's not Me'ikar HaDin. You're not Chayiv to have everything prepared before Shabbos. If the woman has to go on Shabbos, she has to go on Shabbos, she'll violate Shabbos. She's a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana at that point. Okay. But min haroi, it's best to do all of that. But it was, but there's no chiyuv necessarily. So once you kind of have that, once you have that in play, so then the following comes into play also. The Gemara in Shabbos and Yates and Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Resh Mem Ches. The following, if I go out on a journey, he discusses if you're going out in a group into a desert. And it's a whole long discussion. Basically, because of time, we're not going to discuss the whole thing. What comes out, the Shulchan Aruch very clearly says that anytime it is a tzorech mitzvah, so anytime there's a need for whatever mitzvah it is, it's mutter to enter yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be mechalel Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. For a tzorech mitzvah. What's a tzorech mitzvah? The Ramah says, even if it's to see your friend, even if it's for business, that's called a tzorech mitzvah. As long as it's not just a tiyul, as long as it's not just a trip. Any other situation, it's mutter, the tzorech mitzvah, to be machnis yourself into a pikuach nefesh situation, into a chalel Shabbos situation because of pikuach nefesh. So if that's true, by a doctor, we obviously have a case of tzorech mitzvah. There's pikuach nefesh here. So it's mutter for that doctor to put himself into a situation of chil Shabbos. Now, obviously, min haroi, he should limit whatever isurim he can possibly do, as much as possible. There's no question about that. But for him to have to go to the hospital, as Rafi pointed out before, going to the hospital is a tremendous inconvenience, and you're not going to be able to eat the suda with, you know, your family or friends or whatever you were doing in back where you live. And that's a very big deal. So because of all that inconvenience, number one. And number two, because there's no chiyuv to prepare everything before if you're going to have to do the Chal Shabbos anyway, necessarily. It's min haroi. And the tzorech mitzvah, you can put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to be Chal Shabbos in these situations. So as much as we try to limit, it's very possible, and a lot of the poskim are very makel against our Moshe, to say you don't have to sleep in a hospital on Shabbos. You can sleep where you are, you can eat your suda, do everything normal, and then go in on Shabbos, again, using the modes of transportation that we mentioned previously. That very end, I apologize, was a little faster, I just wanted to get through. What I wanted to discuss as well, which we're not going to discuss, obviously, is going back, right? The transportation now going back on Shabbos. So there's a large discussion, again, a motion of Shlomo Zalman of Shuvas about this, but maybe for another time. So I think just to finish off, so Netta, you had a question. What was your question? Do you remember?
You addressed it. If there's a free on-call or more friend, you can stay by.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, so good. Yeah, I knew I was going to address it. That's, I just wanted to make sure I did. Okay, good. Shkayas.
What's the major post-con that are you under Moshe on this point?
Like, which point?
That you don't need to.
Shlomo Zalman, in that Shuvah, yeah. I mean, later, when they bring down like Hilchos Shabbos books and a lot of the medical, like the Halacha Refuah, I think brings this down a little bit. I think a lot of people pass it like it. I think the Pesach HaMekubal is like Rav Shlomo Zalman. In both cases, you don't have to spend money, and I think most assume, I think actually more assume you don't have to spend money than you don't have to sleep in the hospital, but I think generally it's more accepted, yeah.
How could it be that Maker HaDin, I don't want to keep it in here, how could it be that Maker HaDin,